Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and welcome to Take Action Tuesdays, the Get On, Get Off, Get Busy radio show. My name is Crystal. I'm your host. And today I am so honored, I am so thrilled beyond belief to have this phenomenal woman who is a mom, an entrepreneur, a businesswoman, a speaker, an author, an innovator. I'm a taking the leap of faith in myself kind of person. I met our guest at a business boot camp. She was our guest speaker that I attended last year, and I've followed her ever since. Yeah, can you say I've got a woman crush on her? Yes. I've learned so much from her. She's actually even got me back into reading on a regular basis, which I had stopped for kind of crazy reasons. But I'm continually amazed at how much she has on her plate. Her dinner plate is like the size of Texas. It's huge. She does, and the reason she does so much is not, it's not a vanity thing. It's not an ego thing. She is truly one of those kind of people that you are blessed to meet, because her dream is to help others achieve their dreams. Please welcome my guest today, Erin Smith. She is the founder of the Starters Club and the Entrepreneur Summit. Aloha, Erin. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's quite an intro. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, you know, it's when we met at that boot camp last year, I was intrigued at your story, how quickly you figured things out and, you know, what you do. And so it was like, hey, she's younger than I am, and she's got her thing going on. How can I get my thing going on a little bit more like hers, to where I'm earning more money, working less at some of the menial things that, I can hire, but are equally important for my business. But, you know, watching and listening to you when you spoke last year, it's like, hey, I need to pay attention to this chick. She's got it going on. What can I do to improve the quality of my life and my husband's life by following some of the things that she does? So that's why I've been, that's why I was like, if I can get you on the air, I'm doing it.
Well, and just like the little things though, isn't it amazing when you go back just to reading again, how much that changes your life? You're like, oh my God. And I was the same way. I didn't make it a priority, but it's just those little things that you don't make a priority anymore, and it overtakes your life. And then you go back to that and you're like, this is such a better life, and things are more clear, and it's easier to move forward. I don't know if you found that too. Whoops. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Sorry.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know, we've got some crazy North Texas weather, so we may be bleeping in and out. So I've been talking with the gods, asking them to bypass us for the next 30 minutes so we can get this information to you. But yeah, I'm huge about talking about manifesting, meditating, and goal setting. But how to do it, you know, a lot of times I even struggled with it. But I love what you did with the Starters Club. It's a starting point. Everybody needs to know how to do things. And that was my reason to get out of my comfort zone and to do this 30-minute Tuesday show that had the first day was dreadful. It didn't record on – no, seriously. It didn't record on Blog Talk. I re-recorded this show, and that didn't record on Blog Talk, and I sat here and said, I'm so totally out of my comfort zone. Never mind. This was a stupid idea. What were you thinking? And my husband says, try it next week. If it doesn't work, then give up. It was a better week. It worked just fine.
And oh, so that's I've so been funny. On,
I've been on ever since. But, yeah, you have those moments of, you know, fleeting and failing, but like you said, setting those priorities. I'm outside doing meditation when I can, and you know, people say, how can you meditate? And I'm like, 5 minutes, just give me 5 minutes a day, it'll make you a big difference. And when I started following you with the let's read a book a week, I was like, man, this girl's on crack. Read a book a week. And I struggled. There's weeks that between ill parents and an ill husband and just life in general, I was struggling to find 30 minutes to hide. So I would just take the book with me and instead of taking a shower, sit in the bathtub 30 minutes to read because nobody would bother me. And it was like, yes, thank you.
Oh, that's so funny.
You know. But so enough about me, Erin. I want you to tell us a little bit about your story, how you figured out to get, you know, out of corporate America and on to doing the great things that you're doing.
Well, and so I always love to tell this, that I'm an accidental entrepreneur, because a lot of people believe either you're born and you want to do it or you're corporate. And I came from a situation where I grew up on a farm. And so when I went to corporate America, it was like the greatest thing on earth, because I got my weekends off. I got paid holidays, then plus vacation. Like, I'd never experienced anything like that in my life. So it was amazing to me. And I jumped ship to another job and they paid me even more. I was doing amazing and experienced layoffs. Now, I didn't get laid off. I was very lucky. The company was just crumbling. So you knew if you weren't going to move back to the home ship of Portland, you were going to be let go. And I was in Phoenix. So I got out of that in time, but I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad right around that time. And I had no money. If I would have gotten laid off, I would have been in a world of hurt. I'd bought my first house. I was very young, had a car payment. I mean, I was spending more than I was making because money grew on trees at that point. So I realized I got to start figuring this out. They're not going to take care of me. I've got to start owning. And whatever that, still didn't believe I was an entrepreneur, started owning property. And that was, started buying real estate. I just was a real estate investor, though, wasn't an entrepreneur, and started learning the stock market. And so that's how I started building a portfolio. And then when I was 28, I met who I thought was the love of my life, and he was working on a PhD in psychology. He lived in Dallas. I moved out here part-time. I lived back and forth between Phoenix for a year, and he needed to get a job. And I love animals. It's a huge, like, I do dog rescue. And I moved here and got a second dog and then kind of realized, like, I didn't know what I was going to do with my dogs when we left town, because I had homes that my dogs went to. And I knew of boarding facilities, but all my dogs come from shelters, so I didn't want them to feel like, I know it's more me, but I didn't want them to feel like I was putting them back in a shelter. So we came across pet sitting, and he's like, well, I need a job for the summer. Like, this would be really fun. Well, long story short, he started it. I ran the whole thing and grew it to 12 full-time employees. We were, like, in this one area of Dallas and ended up selling that, started another company, sold that. And when I had two babies in 2 years and just decided I needed something a little more flexible. And that's when the Starters Club came, because I'm blessed with the ability to figure things out. I'm scared out of my mind to do stuff, but I know I can figure them out. And I realize a lot of people aren't that way. I just thought that was what everybody did. And so I realize a lot of people will be like, well, I really want to start this business, but the whole website thing overwhelms me, so I'm not going to do a business. Or the whole marketing thing, I don't know how to market, or I don't know. And we put a label on ourselves of, I'm not an entrepreneur, I'm not this. And then that's what stops us from pursuing a dream, even though we really want to do it. We just say, well, I'm not this. And it's just not true. It just comes down to how badly do you want to, you know, have this end goal. And everything's figure outable. So that's why I started the Starters Club, to put all that in place. To help people, like, this is how you start. These are the basics. There's no more excuses. You have everything you could ever need now to get going. And now eventually the Entrepreneur Summit to up level it a little bit in helping people accomplish their goals.
Absolutely. You know, and as you were sitting there talking about that, and I'm the same way about my dogs. You know, our house sitter couldn't sit over the weekend, so we took our dogs with us to San Antonio. There's no way that I'm taking them to the kennels, because mine came out of a shelter as well. And the last time I did that, I took her to the boarding kennels, she wasn't right for 2 weeks. I had to, you know, she thought we were leaving her there, and, you know, and that's a horrible feeling to have when you pick them up and they're so happy that, oh, you didn't forget about me kind of thing. So, and, but, so anyways, let me get off me and get back on you again. I'm sorry. No, I could talk dogs all day long. I'm, you know, Erin and I share the same passion about animals. I have a little zoo. Most of my listeners know from my Thursday show. And Erin, she cracks me up because she says she's failing at dog fostering, but she really does a great job. She just happens to, you know, have six that are like, no, we ain't leaving here. So,
yeah,
this is home.
Yeah, my rejects, my six rejects.
Yeah, but, you know, and with the Starters Club, because I've been following Erin for since I believe last spring. I'm trying to recall. I was looking at my notes trying to recall when we went to that boot camp. But she's got great information, guys. If you'll just go to her website, thestartersclub.com, I'm telling you, anything and everything that you want to know about anything is on her website. She's the one that's got me addicted to Periscope. I didn't have a clue what it was, but I'm on her Facebook page for the Starters Club, and she's this had this link for a Periscope, and I'm like, okay, what is this? Click on it. That opened me to a whole new world, to where I have met some fabulous people in my industry, holistic healing, that are on other parts of the world that I've connected with. And that's why I said, you know, you guys had to be on the show today to listen to her story. And when you hear her on Periscope, she's sincere and true when she says, I'm scared out of her mind. When she launched her book back in the fall, on your birthday, right, is when you launched your book?
Yes. Yeah. September
1st. She was the cutest thing a few days beforehand. Yeah, it's coming together. It's coming. And she goes, I'm scared out of my mind. I don't know what I'm doing. But she did it. That's the thing about getting out of your mind. Think about giving up and quitting. But when you just, when you're at that point, that's that point that you know, take the next step and go through the door, because it's a lot easier of a challenge than just giving up, because most of the time we've already done all the work. It's just that last little bit that freaks us out and makes us want to change our mind not to do it. Erin, can you just tell our listeners one thing that they can do to take action today?
It's, you know, it's simple. It's like, just do. But I'll be honest. I think one of the best ways to get going, and, you know, especially when you don't know, like, a lot of people get overwhelmed. They start to take, they want to do something, and then they're like, I don't know how to do this. And it's just, and that stops. Just instead of saying, well, I don't know, start just making a list of the questions that you need answered. So what are the things you don't know? And just start listing those out and taking notes and brainstorming. Well, I need to figure out this, and then in order to do that, I need to figure out that. And it can put everything in the perspective that's much more, you know, easier to take on. And so a lot of it's going to help you put it all together. It's going to help you start figuring things out. And when, instead of having one giant big problem that you have to figure out, when you have just 10 simple questions you need answered, it becomes a lot easier. And then just start there. And just, so don't say, well, I don't know, so therefore I'm not going to do, but just say, okay, I don't know. What exactly don't I know? And sometimes you're not even going to know everything you don't know, and that's okay. But when you start listing that out, when you start seeking those answers, the path will appear. And I guarantee you, not failed me yet, it will begin to appear. The whole path isn't going to be there, but you're going to start seeing it and know what steps to take further.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I'm super, super excited about your event coming up March 24th here in Frisco, Texas. I am thrilled beyond tears about the Entrepreneur Summit. I know you had talked about doing it, and even in your Periscopes before, you know, this is a really big challenge and a really big task, and, you know, like, did it. And she's got great speakers on her venue, and, you know, and great sponsors to her event as well. So if you can tell us more about the Entrepreneur Summit.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was, the Entrepreneur Summit was a little, I don't want to say threefold, not even twofold, but there were several reasons why I wanted to do it. First of all, I love Dallas. I love Dallas. Dallas is where I've built my businesses. It's a great place. But what happened, it's usually the same people that are speaking everywhere, and they're great speakers. Like, I'm not poo-pooing anybody who speaks here or anything. I speak here. But it was just, it became the same, and a lot of the events that people were putting on were this, it was a lot of the same speakers. And so it was really important for me that I said, if I want to do this, and I want to do it right and do the venue that I want to do, I have to take a chance and bring in and pay and be willing to do that different people, people that would, you know, pique the interest of others, people that haven't been here before. So it was really important for me because I was traveling all over the U.S. going to events, and then I would be sitting here in Dallas like, well, I don't want to drive 30 minutes to that event because I'll see that person next month, but, you know. So I decided for that reason, okay, I need to bring in new speakers. Secondly, Dallas is to be, and we claim to be this great entrepreneur hub, which we are, but we need more events like this, I believe, because you can find them in Vegas, you can find them in, you know, San Francisco all day long, San Diego, New York, but I didn't feel there were enough of this caliber, not to say there's none, but enough of this caliber here in Dallas. I felt like if we're this hub that we claim it to be, there should be more here. And then third, I've been running a group, co-running a group called Dallas Entrepreneurs for almost 2 years now. And in Dallas, it's very segmented where you're either a tech startup or you're a small business and nobody like intermingles. It's very strange. And I've been running this Dallas Entrepreneurs group where we, like, I'll get anywhere from, you know, at a happy hour last night, I had two people saying, I'm an investor, I want to invest, you know, people who need investments. Two people that were pitching me concepts, like, I need an investor, I'm like, let me introduce you to this person. To somebody who had a patent idea, and she was like, I want, you know, I've got this idea, I need a patent lawyer, that's what who I need first. And I'm like, okay, send me an email, I'll get you one. So it's such a wide range of people, yet nobody's boxed in a silo of you're this, you're that, so we can't intermingle. An entrepreneur is an entrepreneur. So I mirrored what Entrepreneur Magazine does, Inc. does, where they put on these events that are for entrepreneurs. It doesn't matter what kind you are because we all go through the same things. We all need help hiring. You have to hire to scale. You've got to know how to do that right. We all need sometimes that reminder of what success really is. And sometimes, I don't care where you are in your business journey, we have those days where we just need to be reminded that this is a journey and we got to keep on it. We need to be found and how to get our business out there more, how to stand out from our competitors. So that's why I went through, it was really important to set up this lineup where it was business growth specifically, like how do you grow your business? And these are topics of how to make your business stand out from the rest and actually grow, and just something different that Dallas hasn't had. So we'll see. I have 2 more weeks, fingers crossed, it turns out like we're hoping.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. I've sent out some messages to a few friends that are on the fence debating on whether to stay in their corporate America job or take the chance in themselves. And I'm like, look, take the day off from work. Don't use social media and just go. They don't need to know why you're not at work today. Just go and check
exactly.
It out. You know, and listen, you have nothing to lose. You know, if you got a sick day, take the sick day. You got a vacation day, take the vacation day. But just take the chance on yourself to listen to what the speakers Aaron is bringing to the DFW area. And like you said, there's great speakers that speak here, but, you know, you can see them almost all the time. But, you know, if you want to have a different kind of show, a lot of times you have to go to New York City, Atlanta, Vegas, L.A., and why not Dallas? You know, and
exactly.
And there's just, like I said, she's got tons of great speakers. Is the Entrepreneur Summit just on Facebook, or is there a website link
there's
for
a
it
website.
Also?
Okay. Yeah, there's a website. It's EntrepreneurSummitDallas.com, and everybody's there. The full schedule's there. You can purchase your tickets there. And yeah, it's all there. And use the you can use the code GUEST. GUEST for 20% off your ticket.
Oh,
so
right.
You don't have to pay full price. Yeah. So,
yeah, very
but yeah, I mean, it was important to me. So, and I think one thing too, I think to really grow, the reason why I did this is every year I take on something that scares the living crap out of me. Like I want to throw, like I want people to understand that starting a business, doing all this stuff, it's scary. Writing a book, it is scary. And there's never been a moment, like a lot of people are like, wow, it doesn't even bother you. I'm like, no, you don't understand. It bothers me. Like when I started putting this event together, the concept started in November. And I was like, I can't do it. I started, you talk about laying out the details and all the things that you don't know. And I started laying it out and I literally got sick to my stomach. I was like, I can't, this is too much. I don't know what I'm doing. This is, and I started seeing the checks I was going to have to write. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, this is way too much. But I wanted to do it so badly that I knew if I never took the chance, I'd regret it. So there's some things that you don't want to do and they make you sick and that's not good, right? But there's some things that you really want to do. And if there's anything of, I'm going to regret this if I don't try it, who knows? I may fail at this. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's all, you're working it, but you got to give it your all. And so that's my barometer. It's like, if I really want to do this, I got to do one thing every year that I don't know what I'm doing, that's going to scare me to death to do. And then it's never failed that every time I finish it, I look back and I'm like, huh, that wasn't that bad. Like, I don't know why I let it scare me so much.
Exactly. It's like swimming lessons. If you don't know how to swim, it's scary to get in the water. But once you go take the swimming lessons and go, oh, I can do a backstroke, no big deal. You know, so, yeah. I get that because there's a lot of times that I'm right there with you with the, oh, I can't do this. It's going to make me sick. And then you know yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
If it's really going to make you sick or if it's just going to, or if it's just giving you a little bit of anxiety sickness.
Yeah.
You know, and that anxiety sickness is that barometer of give it a try. If you succeed, woohoo. If you fail, woohoo. Cause they're both learning lessons because in that book, The Rich Man, Poor Dad, Rich Dad, Poor Dad from Robert Kiyosaki, he talks about failing, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and not being the success he is now. You know, he's had those ebbs and flows of success and failure. And sometimes being a business person, you fail, but it's okay.
Right.
You just get back up and do it again. You know, my husband and I have had several businesses and, you know, a couple of them didn't do so well. And, you know, so those were, yeah, definitely our failures. But we've learned how not to do things so that way we can do them better. So we're more successful in our next adventure.
Well, and I think I learned this too from an event I love to go to called Startup Grind, where one of the guys was saying, failure is solely a perception of an event. That's all it is. Because, you know, yeah, you quote unquote failed, but what does that mean? That, you know, because even like with the summit, I could fail at this point, and I don't know what this term failure is. I don't, you know, it's okay, did nobody show up? Did only 100 people, what's your level of failure? But then if you look back, all of these positive things have happened along the way because I did this. So, you know, in anything you do, like all these lessons learned of how to run a next business successfully, even though you technically failed, that's really not failure because you never would have gotten there without learning and pushing yourself. So I love that. It's like, it's solely a perception of an event that happened. I'm like, that's a really good way to look at it.
Absolutely. That's why I was ginger with my words, you know, because my husband and I don't look at it as a failure. It's just we look at it like, okay, we're not going to do that again. We'll try it differently this way, you know. And for us, we know that our words manifest a certain way. And so we don't necessarily look at it as a failure. It's just a lesson that we learned of, well, you didn't do your best. It didn't work out the way you wanted it to work out this way. So try it different. Let's try this instead. And so that's kind of how we, you know, our barometer of judging, well, it didn't go as well as we thought. Let's try this instead. You know, plan B for us always
right.
a thing is a plan B. And there's, you know, a lot of letters and numbers so we can, you know, plan C, D, E, 222 or whatever.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's true, though.
Well, you know, because a lot of people want to put us in these cookie cutter boxes, you know, as entrepreneurs. And like you said, you know, the industry can be segmented, but the only way you have any measure of success is based on your opinion of how well you're doing or how well you're not doing. You can't leave it up to everybody else, you know, to say, well, you know, your business isn't doing as good as it should, but they don't know what you've already overcome or what things that you're working on now to shoot you over, you know, your goal. And so,
right.
So that's what makes it really difficult, you know, being an entrepreneur or a business owner is, you know, we don't have these perfect little forms that we fit into. And, you know, we're lucky to create what, you know, whatever direction we're taking our businesses in. So,
yeah.
So, Erin.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Erin, can you just tell our listeners how they can follow you? Because I really, you know, think that anybody that takes advantage of following you and joining the Starters Club, going to the Entrepreneur Summit, their life will be dramatically impacted in a positive way. And they need to follow you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, so it's really simple. For the Starters Club, that's my primary business. It's the Starters Club. You can find me everywhere, Periscope, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Just search the Starters Club, and I'm all over. It's really easy. And then the Entrepreneur Summit is, we do have a Facebook page and a Twitter at Entre Summit, Instagram. But you can find us over at EntrepreneurSummitDallas.com. It's March 24th. Ah, it's coming up. And like I said, all the information, speaker lineup, everything will be there. And the goal is that this is the first of many to come. So, you know, we're hoping to do summits in a lot of cities across the nation at some point, but really just trying to prove the concept here in Dallas. So.
Absolutely. First annual and, you know, maybe coming to a city near you. And if you don't come to the first one, you're going to miss out, because it's always to be great to be at the first of anything, because then you can say, you know what, you really got to go, because I went last year to the first one and it rocked. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, think of it as like,
yeah, you can be part of something.
Yeah, part of the, you know, part of the team, part of, you know, investing in yourself. That's the whole point of being an entrepreneur and learning from other people, is investing in yourself. You take that leap of faith and follow your dreams.
Absolutely. And let me say quick, you want to be in a room full of other people who are investing in themselves too. That's the game changer. Like, when you find other people who are willing to spend that money and working hard to invest, that's when your life truly changes, when you start connecting with those people.
Absolutely. You don't know who you're going to meet, the kind of people that are like you, scared out of their minds, but they'll be there, right there with you. So, Erin,
yeah,
thank you so much for joining me on the show of Take Action Tuesdays, Get On, Get Off, Get Busy. And I look forward to all the great things you continue to do for the entrepreneur world. You rock it, girl.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. So next week, Tuesday, join us from 1 to 1:30 Central Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Take Action Tuesdays. Get on, get off, get busy. Aloha. Have a great week.